Yeah,
we look good.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to Snakes and Stats, episode 47. Kendrick Perkins? No, he was 43.
AK.
Yes, of course. Super underrated player. One of very few players with a 5x5. And I ain't talking about no in-and-out.
And he ain't talking about Kendrick Lamar.
And no.
No.
I'm not. Thank you for clarifying. I am the Statty Daddy over here, and over on my left,
Sneaker Peter on the mic.
With maybe, I think you might be wearing my favorite pair of shoes that you own.
Really?
They're so nice.
I love these very much.
Yes.
These are my Air Max 1 Black History Month. Air Max 1s that came out 2016,
17-ish. Wow.
Long time.
Did you get them when they came out?
Yes, I did.
Wow. They look in excellent condition, sir.
I take
You've
great
had them on the show once before, but I don't think you mentioned that they were that old.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
That's true. Yeah, so they are almost 10 years old.
They look fantastic.
The rubber is getting squeaky on me, but...
That's okay.
I love them.
Yes. Don't forget to like and subscribe and comment and YouTube and do the YouTube dance, and then we'll appear in front of you if
this
you
This is
do
the
that.
YouTube dance.
Yeah, it's just like that. So mm-hmm. if you do that... Here we come.
Yeah, we're good.
Follow us on Instagram. We're super active on there. X, Threads, and the Tickety Talk Talks.
Tickety Talk Talk.
As you can see, we are outside.
Where'd the roof go?
Like that episode of Fresh Prince.
Oh, yeah.
We're so rich. Nice. We can't afford a ceiling.
Dang, nice callback.
I like that episode.
That's a great episode.
We are indeed outside, changing it up a little bit on this. We picked a beautiful gray day.
Just stopped raining.
Yeah, seriously.
And it's like no chance of rain on your phones. It's
no.
But really weird day.
It was super, super weird day.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are anyways, doing the pod.
Yes.
Does anyone call it the cast? Doing the cast.
I don't think so.
P-cast.
Nah.
No, that's
we'll
not
go
good.
With pod.
That's
we'll
not
go
good.
Yeah.
Pod is the only thing
we'll
acceptable.
Go with pod. Yeah.
It's good to be back. It's been a few weeks.
Yeah. Very busy month for both of us.
Yes.
Lots of stuff going on.
Yes.
I personally just wanted to thank everybody who texted, called, and visited me. I had a little procedure done, hospital.
And your doing fine. Your ass looks great, dude.
I got the BBL. I got the BBL EJ. but yeah, thank you to you and your wife as well. During my minor recovery, and to everybody out there who reached out, love you guys. Thank you very much.
And I have just been chilling.
But oh, he's back to work. Sucks.
Sucks. That sucks.
That sucks.
Soon enough, this will be the full-time job. That's the goal.
Thank you guys. Please, we'll get there.
But yeah, it's been a good few weeks. NBA playoffs in full swing.
Yes,
we're on to the conference finals, which is exciting. It will be the sixth consecutive year with a new NBA champion.
That's a good stat.
It's a pretty good stat.
Daddy.
And,
I did not know that.
If the, I think it'll be cool because it's no matter what, you're gonna have a first time, not a first time, champion because like Kyrie has won some championships and I'm sure there's other role. Drew Holiday for the Celtics has won a championship. But, you know, for these iterations of these teams, it's going to be the first time that they've won a championship, you know.
Yeah, it's cool.
First for Ant, maybe. First for Luka, maybe. First for Tatum, maybe. Pacers.
Halliburton
got injured.
I know.
So, we'll see how that goes. Down 2-0 now. Should have stole one in game one.
Yeah.
Those Pacers, but, you know, easy come, easy go, I guess.
It's kind of cool, too. I mean, one of the first years, like you said, where we don't see LeBron in the conference finals or a Curry or even a Giannis, you know.
Yeah,
the new kids are in full display this year.
It's been pretty crazy how well some of these newer teams are doing, especially the Timberwolves. I think we touched on it a little bit, and obviously they're also on the ropes. As the time of recording, they're hoping to even the series 1-1, but they lost the first game at home. Pretty close game. They lost by like 3, so
mm-hmm.
It was a great game too. It was a really competitive game, but mm-hmm. Their team is constructed so well. I think
yep.
The Celtics are, I think, still have a deeper roster than them, But the Wolves are just one of the best built teams, I think, because even, you know, Draymond, who is for some reason joined the TNT crew full time, it seems like, was of course razzing Gobert quite a bit.
Yeah,
their little,
you know, their little thing going on.
Yeah, and saying, you know, this drop coverage that the Wolves are in just isn't working, and la di da di da. And you know, we'll see if the Wolves can adjust, because obviously Kyrie and Luka can penetrate and really put put Rudy on the back pedal and on the ropes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you can just switch him out for Naz Reid, and that's, I think, a luxury that a lot of teams don't have, is to have three guys that are like pretty much interchangeable. Kind of reminds me of like the Lakers with Bynum, Gasol, and Odom.
Yeah,
any of those three, as long as you had two, even just one, but two of those three on the court at some time, good luck.
That rotation of bigs is so awesome to have.
Yeah, it's nice luxury.
It's kind of like you said, people go back to the older teams. Even like the COVID year, Lakers had a rotation of AD, Dwight, and AD, JaVale.
Which was enough to knock out
Joker and them. So
being able to
bring in a cool recipe.
Yeah. Having Dwight and stuff come in, like, when he came in, it was, like, such a jolt of energy for the Lakers.
Yeah, big time.
The playoffs have been pretty fun.
Yeah. WNBA is in full swing as well.
Yes, also been good.
So fun to watch.
Caitlin Clark, I'm not going to lie, when she came in, or when she, you know, when she was going to become the obvious number one draft pick, I kind of just thought she'd keep doing her thing in the WNBA. And she's not struggling, but
the transition is there.
It's a bigger transition than I thought it was going to be, truthfully. I thought she was still going to come in and just be able to do what she normally does. But something I guess I didn't realize is that the size difference in the WNBA players compared to the collegiate players is massive. Because Caitlin Clark, honestly, she didn't look big. Like, she's obviously never been bulky.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought she was a taller player,
you
know. But now she just looks short out there. She just looks tiny compared to most of the other professionals out there.
And she's hitting the floor. Like, she's getting beat up a little bit.
You're going to have to bulk up. I mean, as much as you can. Obviously, it's like one of those things where if you get too buff, you slow yourself down and stuff.
Yeah.
But if she could put on a little weight, I think it would help.
I also think when she gets in her nice rhythm, you'll see her start to shoot better. The stats will get better. The turnovers will go down.
Yeah.
Also, there's a target on our back. It's almost like the Lakers. Everybody plays their best against the good teams.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So, like, oh, okay, we got Caitlin Clark today. Oh, I'm gonna make sure she feels that I'm playing. You know,
something. It's one of those things you hear about where, like, Isaiah Thomas freezing out MJ in the All-Star game because he thought he was getting too big too fast.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's a lot of that for Caitlin Clark.
Oh,
right,
big
now.
Time.
The one game that I really was able to, like, sit down and watch the full thing. Well, I watched the whole day. It was the Aces and Sparks were the second game, but the first game was the Liberty and the Fever.
Ooh.
That game was
I was just going to bring that
awesome.
Up.
It was a blowout, but
yeah.
Oh, man. The Liberty, I felt like Sabrina Ionescu for the Liberty came out with a little bit, like, a little chip on her shoulder, like, oh, okay, Caitlin Clark's this new hot thing?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to forget about me, huh?
She had that. She faked the pass at the three-point line, and Caitlin she probably needed a new pair of shoes after that. It was nasty.
Riff LA?
Shout out
Riff LA.
But
Sabrina was definitely like, you're not the only dog out here.
No.
You know?
No.
There's a lot of them now in WNBA.
There are so many dogs.
Shout out Cameron Brink as well.
Holding down for the Sparks.
Holding down for the Sparks. How do you feel about this? She is the equivalent to Anthony Davis.
Yes. She is. It's been AD the whole time.
What is this, Scooby-Doo?
Yes.
Yes.
I mean, agree.
Defensive stats alone, that's like the same. It's like the same. Not to compare, you're your own person, but she's great on defense.
No, yeah, it's been pretty incredible.
And I think the offense will slowly come because she's averaging around 6 to 8 points.
Yeah, and you know what I noticed in the, it was only, I think, the Sparks' like third game of the season, so, you know, there's still some games to be played. she wasn't getting a ton of minutes. I was a little surprised by that.
That's a little weird.
It just felt like she was sitting out more stretches than I would expect. But you also got to consider, like,
Easing her in.
It was a long college season. It's that only ended, like, 6 to 8 weeks ago.
That's true. Surprising how fast all this for them happens.
And also, I know that she has been an active part of the U.S. Women's Olympic team. Or, like, I think it was the 3-on-3 team.
Yeah,
so right. She's been, I think, and they had some kind of tournament, I believe, last summer. So she's been playing basketball, like, nonstop.
Crazy. Yeah.
I guess she's also pretty funny. I saw a clip from the podcast P,
yeah,
where she's talking about how she made Kawhi laugh during a New Balance mm-hmm. shoot, mm-hmm. and one of the New Balance executives is like, "I've never seen him laugh that much." Mm-hmm. So that's cool.
She was saying he does the ha ha he was doing.
Yeah. So that's
which was cool. She also threw out the first pitch with Rikia Jackson.
Rikia
Jackson on
and they both almost killed their respective catchers.
The people that were out there.
They like split. It was like,
I saw that. Yeah.
They both laughed about it. They looked like they had a good time.
Yeah.
She's been really living it up though, man. She's met Shohei and obviously all the New Balance people. So she's been living that LA lifestyle.
It's and good for her getting that exposure. You know, I think she's also the type that can handle all this along with play well. I hope she has a good career for sure.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully,
maybe she can bring the Sparks back to be one of the top teams.
I also just want to mention, going back to the NBA playoffs.
Yes,
I am not mistaken. I think this will be the first time in NBA history that there's been six different champions in a row.
Really?
No team has repeated.
Interesting.
In a five-year span.
Yeah.
So, at least from my brief look, I'll have to do a little closer look. But, you know, you had those Celtics teams that rattled off, like, 11 in a row. And then after that, Knicks and Celtics dominated. There was a brief period where 76, it was Celtics. 77 was Trailblazers. 78 was the Bullets. 79 was the Sonics. And then 80 was the Lakers, so that was a good string of five, which we're on right now, currently in the NBA.
And then Lakers and Celtics went off.
And then, yeah, essentially Celtics-Lakers, so didn't quite get to six. So this, pretty crazy times for the NBA.
The last team to repeat?
The last team to repeat a championship? The Lakers, which is crazy.
Mr. Kobe Bryant.
And I think it should be known, like, that this NBA playoff should prove, and obviously the Warriors, it's crazy that the Warriors... the Warriors went back-to-back, didn't they? 2017, 2018?
Did
they went back-to-back.
Ah, yeah. The Warriors.
Yeah. I was thinking, I'm like, did they? Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
It's hard to repeat, though, man.
It is.
I kind of was just assuming the Nuggets were going to just waltz into the finals like mm-hmm. they did last year.
I kind of did.
And their team is different. There's no Bruce Brown. The bench is a little worse off, largely because there's no Bruce Brown.
Jeff Green, I feel like, is a big... presence, locker room presence.
Yeah, and I think he's a pretty good energizer guy, because even though he's like, I think 52 years old, he has a crazy dunk.
Yeah,
every once in a while that will just get you going.
Comes out of nowhere. Yeah.
So
don't forget Darrell Arthur.
Why? Why shouldn't I?
You know why I said that? Because I saw him in the parade during Mike Malone's speech, and I was like, he was there. I forgot about that.
Darrell? Oh, because he used to play for the Nuggets.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's, like, on the coaching staff or something now.
I was like...
Random.
He had a cigar in his mouth. Also, in lieu of episode 47, the Lakers have not had three numbers... players wear three numbers ever. Those three numbers?
Okay, 47.
47, 46, and 48. So 46, 47, 48.
Those are the only numbers that no one's worn on the Lakers?
From what I saw on that stat, that I'm sure no one's worn 98. Right?
69.
But no one's worn 69.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some other numbers. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
It is interesting because there's a lot of Lakers numbers that are like in a row, like 32, 33, 34.
Yeah.
They've all been...
retired.
Yeah.
35. So,
35. Yeah, we're running out of numbers.
That's what I was saying. We talked about that in very early episodes. Like, what happens when everybody retires?
Triple digits, I guess.
Wow. AAU numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Should we talk about some shoes?
I think that's why we're here.
I don't know about you. That's why I'm here. All right. Let's hit it. First
up. Get to it.
We've got on the new releases here, the Nina Chanel Abney and Jordan 3 collab, which will be releasing June 20th, and according to Sneaker Bar Detroit, for $225. I wasn't sure if this was going to be like a full release.
Yeah.
Or maybe if it was just going to be, you know, small boutique shops and stuff, but supposedly it's going to be releasing online, I'm assuming through sneakers.
It's going to be, so it's going to be, these a, are, yeah.
Man, the rope lace, everything about this shoe, it kind of,
look at how it's constructed, bro. It's like, pristine, it's perfect, the right amount of greens, the cream sole.
It kind of reminded me of the diamond Jordan 4s we looked at a few months ago. There's been a lot of green Jordans.
I'm noticing a trend with the greens. It's kind of like a color that's been picking up with every company, fashion, obviously in shoes. This is up there in the sneaker community that people are saying is going to be up there for shoe of the year. I mean, it's, look at it, it's beautiful.
It's super nice. Mm-hmm. It to me, it's almost like a extension of the Haritos Dunk.
Yes.
Kind of remixing that a little bit.
Yes, because the Haritos Dunk also had canvas on it.
Had canvas, it had the green, and there's like just a hint of orange back
there.
A little
bit orange.
And even the lace kind of reminds me of what was going on there. So this pair is super nice, and I usually don't tend to like threes too much.
Yes, same.
But I really like how, you know, they simplified, especially the midsole and sole part there, because that's usually what I don't really like, is that it gets a little too busy, but this is super nice.
I was just going to say that. They could have easily gotten too crazy and made a wild colorway with this. But obviously, Nina Chanel Abney is a famous artist. Yeah, so if you're ever out in Durham, North Carolina, go check out the Museum of Art at Duke University. Her stuff is on display there. A couple of cool accents that we love to talk about on the shoes is obviously the rope lace comes with an orange rope lace also. Ooh. Which is fire. A cool Nike Air heel branding on the heel back there.
Yeah, a little bit there. Yeah, it is different. It's super cool.
And then the special hang tag, you know, it's like usually like a Jordan, like an orange, depending on the color of the shoe. This one is says Nike Air on it, but designed by her. So
nice.
Every little hint on the shoe is, or every little detail is taken care of by her. So,
you know, my favorite accent, I think, is New Zealand.
I was going to attempt one. Thank God I did it. I'm learning how to stop myself.
Control. You got to control.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Very cool. Like we said, these are coming out June 20th for an estimated $225. So if you want to pony it up, I'd say a worthwhile investment.
Yes. And also, another one more cool thing is, they up the sizes, because this is it's a men's shoe, but they're doing it men's and women's, and they're doing it all the way up to 16.5.
Nice. Wow. That's
so cool little detail for the people that with
the
bigger feet. Yes.
All right, next up, we're doing all Nike new releases, just because there's been some,
and shout out the ladies.
Yes,
the ladies episode,
and that's what we're continuing with here with the Nike Sabrina 2, which, when I first saw a leak of it, which was pretty much exactly how the shoe ended up being.
Yes.
I was not crazy about it, but seeing it now, seeing her playing it and seeing the official like images, they are nice, man. They're really nice. I like how they kept the back pattern is similar to what the pattern on the Sabrina 1. But
yep.
I like this change in the eyelet there, how it kind of goes right into the toe.
And that's really one of the biggest changes. Like, they've kind of dropped the front down a little bit.
Yeah. Right? And I feel like, in general, this gives it a much more symmetrical feel than the first one, which was... It
looks sharper.
Yeah, this has definitely got... It seems like it's got some sharper edges on it compared to the first model, so...
And did we ever talk about her logo? Do you like
the
logo?
We did. I do like the logo.
I do, too.
The I is in the S.
No, it's not.
Yeah, so the gaps in the S, that's the I.
Is that real?
I believe so.
That's tight. I did not even know that.
It's
very good.
What's my prize? Give me your shoes.
No. I did not know that. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, pretty good.
Cool detail there. I thought it was... I immediately thought of the Kobe 5.
Okay.
When I saw these, and I saw there was definitely discussion of people saying, she's getting... Her shoes are looking more and more like Kobe's. So I was like, okay, I'm not the only one that feels that way. Because if you put this side by side with a Kobe 5, it's like... Kobe 5 is a little more rounder, I would say.
Yeah,
but this
definitely
is like almost a spinning image.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. I feel like it's got a little bigger sole maybe too,
mm-hmm.
just off the top of my head. And I wonder, I'm interested to see what the purple is. Maybe it's just her favorite color, but the initial Sabrina 1 had a somewhat purple colorway too, and this is the only pair we know is coming out right now. So.
Yeah. Oh, you already know, because the Sabrina 1 has so many different colors. With this coming out on...
This is going to come out June 28th.
28th.
Releasing globally June 28th for $130.
Which is pretty a great good price.
Deal. Yeah.
Really good
and people
price.
People seem to really like the Sabrina ones. There was a lot of NBA players wearing it. So hopefully they continue, you know, to be good for ballers.
The Sabrina one is actually top 5 in silhouettes worn in the NBA.
Wow.
This season. Just because of how versatile it is in colorways. Teams were wearing it for, you know, with their team colors, you know, Grizzlies, Thunder, all of them were, a lot of players were wearing it. The Sabrina 1, with this dropping on June 28th, a lot of the Sabrina 1s are on sale right now for us.
Wow.
From $64.99, bro. Some of them are $65.
Wow.
And like some of the other original colors are $99. $100 for a basketball shoe nowadays is great. I was really interested in who was designing this, if Kobe's designer had any influence on this at all, just because of how much it looks like it. But it's designed by Mr. Benjamin Nthongkome.
I think he designed the first one.
Yes.
I feel like we shouted him out before.
He did. We spoke about him. He's also known for the Kyrie 4, Kobe Mentality 1, and the LeBron Witness 1.
Okay.
And basically his influence on when he's making the shoes influences on obviously the comfort of the player, but also innovation. So like if it's like all the new technologies, Air Zoom unit on the bottom. And what's it called? I did not know that Sabrina had her own GT Cut too. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Crazy.
Know that.
I mean, me
that's
too.
That's cool.
So you know, like when they give players a model.
And yeah, it's a player model. Yeah.
Before their stuff actually comes out. So that I thought that was pretty cool. It is going to come out in GS grade school sizes as well. And her contract with Nike is $24 million.
Oh.
Not bad.
She really does love Kobe, man, even down to the numbers.
Big. Like, you know, this is making an even 24. Yeah.
$24 million and 8 cents.
And 8% shares in Nike.
Wow.
8%? Damn.
It's like an MJ deal. Mm-hmm. I think MJ's deal is like only like 10% of Jordan or something, but it's like still worth billions of dollars.
Because of how much they're making. Right.
Something like that.
So comment down below, guys, on how you feel about the first pair, or the Jordan 3 and this pair, and if you like them or not.
Or
if you own
if you
them.
Don't like them.
Yeah.
Moving in along, though, we got one more pair for new releases. Something I wanted to pick your brain about over there, Sneaky Pete. This pair is available now, recently released just within the last month or so. It is the Nike KD17, and this is the lead colorway, the Sunrise colorway, they're calling it, which looks a little bit like an OKC Thunder colorway.
A little bit. Is that where he's going?
That would be... Honestly,
that would be not fair. Not fair.
Get rid of Giddy and get KD.
Do you guys need a GM? Right there.
It only costs $50 million, whatever, dude.
Julie Palenka. But I like this model of KD. Not my favorite.
Okay. Do you like it better than the 16, if you can picture that? We didn't talk about that one a ton. We did it way, way, way back.
I'm going to say yes.
I do like this one better,
yes.
And it's grown on me. I wasn't a huge fan of it initially, this whatever's happening here, but I think it's cool.
That's what I don't like about it, too. But
it's grown on me. I kind of like the look of it.
It almost reminds me of, like, a fish.
Yeah, it's yeah. There's definitely something fishy here.
But they, what I love about KD's is the colorways that they choose for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously they the Nerf, Weatherman.
Gonna get the Aunt Pearl,
Aunt
of course.
Pearl treatment always, which is what, probably my favorite colorway of all his shoes.
Yeah.
Which is what will make me like all his new shoes too. But the shape on this one is probably the one what bothers me a little bit. Plus the scaly look.
It's a little big, I feel like. More bulbous for a KD shoe than I feel like we've seen before.
Yeah.
He was wearing them during the playoffs, I'm pretty sure. And I think someone else that's still maybe on the Timberwolves is wearing them.
Yeah.
But they look good on foot. I don't know. They've grown on me. When I first saw them released, I was like, I don't know. But I do kind of like the look.
Yeah, no, I'm in the same boat.
The feel might be a little weird. If you know, like you said, because they do look a little bigger, but who's to say? I might go check him out.
I mean, the man has a big foot. He's had how many toe injuries?
1,000.
You know, foot injuries. So I would imagine this is constructed in a way to kind of help combat that. You know what I mean?
What do you think of this kind of smaller check? I think it's kind of interesting that the swoosh doesn't go back. It doesn't wrap around like it does with a lot of Nike shoes.
Yes, I do like. I am a sucker for the mini swoosh. They are kind of going towards that. Like, a lot of people are like the Travis Scott's with the inverted swoosh. And so I can see the trend. He's like, they're falling a little.
Yeah.
So I like it.
What's
the dollar on this?
These are out now, as I mentioned, for $150. So about standard, I think, for KD.
Yeah.
He's one of the more expensive shoes, but still not as expensive as like LeBron.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So not too crazy, but you know, still pretty decent.
Good shoe. Maybe that colorway I would not buy, but there's definitely some colors that I've seen, like, you know,
they have a new colorway coming out soon that's keeps more of the white body, and then most of the accents become like a dark blue.
Ooh,
it looks a little pedestrian for KD, I thought. Mm-hmm. But not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I'd prefer this one personally. How about some Heat? Actually, no. I almost forgot the most important part of the show.
Can't forget that.
It's time
for me to strip.
All right.
BBL EJ.
Pop up on the table, baby. It's time for To Kiz Up or To Drizz Up.
Oh.
How could I forget?
I missed that.
It's been a while, I feel like.
Yeah.
And this one is an ode to Staddy Daddy's Daddy.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, okay, I like this.
We've got here the Jordan 11 and the Jordan 29 from the Gift of Flight pack that released. How long ago was that?
Long time ago.
It's like 10 years ago, right? At least, maybe more?
More. I would say maybe close to like 15 to 18 years ago.
But yeah, these two, if you guys saw on Instagram, my dad recently picked up the Jordan the 29 from that pack. Shout out Riff.
Shout out.
Hooked him up.
Yeah, shout out the people at Riff, the whole staff, Jeff, Eddie. Those guys are so cool. They've been so good to us. I've been telling my shoes there for forever. So Julian's dad asked us if we knew anywhere he can get a size 14. And that was the first place I told him to go. So shout out to them.
He went, he loved it. He said everyone in the air was super helpful, and he tried on, it sounded like, at least like 5 pairs before he settled on this one. So thank you everyone down there.
Yeah, hell yeah. Up,
and they look super nice on foot.
Dude, that was a big shoe when it came out, bro.
They look really nice on foot, man. And they were taken care of.
Did your dad talk about them or give you any type of review at all while he was there?
He said in particular for him, I think he tried on a Cactus Jack shoe.
No way.
And
that would have been,
because he was trying to, he's like, yeah, some designer, some fancy shoe they had there, Cactus something. I was like, what?
Tevin Scott, something like, whatever.
But he said a lot of the shoes he tried were a little too narrow for him.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And so he ended up on this one preferring it. He said it was really comfortable, though. And he got them both pairs that they had at Riff. They were selling them separately.
I was just going to ask, did they have to split the pack for him?
No, they were selling it separately. I think you probably could have bought it together, obviously, yeah. But they were offering them separately. And he said that he liked because they were used, they were a little worn in already for him. He didn't have to, like, break them in himself. So yeah. He really likes them. He did, the only thing I'll say is he seemed to have, they seemed a little tight around the top of his ankle.
I see, okay.
So they came off not so easily, but he said he liked the feel for the rest of his foot.
Okay.
Gave him the space he needed.
That makes me happy.
And they looked nice, though. The material on it, this kind of knit material was super cool.
I mean, when that shoe came out, that was one of those things where, you know, North Carolina got, the players got it. You know, all these colleges got their own colorways of this. It was just it was a crazy time for basketball shoes in general because the packs were still coming out.
Yeah.
Did he give you any list of what other stuff? Did they give him probably a stack of stuff to go through, right? Or?
Yeah, he tried on a few. I'm trying to remember. I think he tried on the 11, but he said he just didn't. He said it was too tight.
I was gonna say, dude, if he got,
I was like
the Carolina.
I was like, how did you not get these, dude?
I know.
Because when he showed me, he's like, insane. Yeah, this is the other shoe I tried. I was like,
whoa.
I was like.
Because those are stupid fire.
Can you go get them for me? For I don't me. Fit, but
right.
Yeah, I was like, man, you definitely. I wish you like. They're both great.
Yeah, I love this selection just because you're not gonna see anyone in that shoe. It's kind of like
that's true.
Rare and air, you know.
It looked really good. He was just kind of wearing it with like shorts and a t-shirt.
Yeah,
and it looked good. I thought.
Yeah, why not?
He did mention, I don't think they had any there, but they told him, the guys at Rift told him to go to Undefeated and try on a Vomero. They thought he would like that. So I think, because he was looking for more like a New Balance type shoe, and I don't think they really had any New Balances for him.
Yeah.
But they knew he wanted a more comfortable shoe. So they were recommending the Vomeros, but I don't think he ended up, he hasn't tried them on yet. So
it makes me so happy that he went and actually got a pair from there.
Yes, yeah, I know. So I was cool. Super stoked.
Yeah.
All right, but you got a copper drop now.
Ooh. I mean,
this is tough. This is really tough, I think.
I think for me personally, I'm going to have to go with the 11 just because, but I'm a sucker for the baby blue, man. Like, you know, I like the other pair, I would definitely wear those on the court. To ball you up in, you know what I mean? Like
not those me. Just
I don't know if I'd ever ball in an 11, but the 11 just seems more of like my speed a little bit.
Yeah, I would definitely go with the 11 as well. I even though I have not owned one, I'm definitely a sucker for the model. And this like we've talked about so many times, the baby blue, the powder blue, the Carolina blue, whatever you want to call it. I am also a complete sucker, hook, line, and sinker
for big time.
This blue. So this is like, I don't know, maybe even over the Concord and stuff for me. This is like,
really?
This pair is
so
nice.
They're like ridiculously nice.
And like you said, you're not going to see anyone in these.
No.
No.
You don't. You see people in Space Jams and Concords all the time.
Yeah.
It's this specific colorway that you don't really see. I also love that the 11s have the fatter rope, not rope lace, but like a fatter lace.
Yeah, yeah, I like that as well.
Which looks really dope in person,
especially on this shoe in particular.
Yes,
I think a lot of shoes it might not work, but this shoe it fits perfectly.
I think you would like 11s.
I think I would as well. what did you think, real quick side note, of the Space Jam 11 Lows that released recently?
I do like them, but
I know you like Lows.
Yes, but believe it or not, the 11 Low can look a little funny.
Okay, I completely agree.
Right?
I was curious to see if you thought that. I'm like, I just don't know if I would get a low of an 11.
I don't think so either.
There's something that the high top version brings that the low does not have.
I need this part.
Yes.
To cover my ankle a little bit.
Yes.
You know what I mean? It kind of completes the shoe.
Oh, yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Good to hear.
Yeah.
I would have had to kick you off the podcast otherwise. So.
But Jordan 1 Lows, send them my way.
I am starting to agree with you more and
all
more.
All of them.
All right. Well, thank you for copping and dropping.
You don't miss, bro. That was a good one.
All right. Time for the heat on the feet.
Mm-hmm.
And this first pair that you want to talk about was not fire, It was smoke. Kelsey Plum, Under Armour, Breakthrough 5 PE,
mm-hmm.
The All the Smoke pair for her, tying in with her recent cigar release she had.
Yes.
So.
And also to represent the cigars at the parade.
Yes, a nod to her infamous picture from the first parade of her smoking the cigar, which she's carried on the tradition with their most recent championship as well. So,
and they're calling it one of the coldest pictures.
Oh, it's such a good photo.
The one where she's like, yes. That is
such a good photo, man.
Great photo.
But yeah, this is cool. It's cool because, you know, there's not a ton of notable Under Armour athletes, at least off the top of my head, especially mm-hmm. now that Embiid signed with Skechers.
Yep.
Obviously Curry. But so it's cool that she's, you know, got her own PE, and it's a really nice looking one too. I mm-hmm. mean, the gold touches blend well with the Aces, although I noticed they kind of moved away from the gold. It seems more like a black and silver uniform they have now.
Yes.
I liked it when it was like mostly black with a little bit of gold and red. But this one's fine.
That black jersey is actually one of my favorite ones.
It's kind of interesting that they've moved back to more black and silver because they came from San Antonio. They were the women's team there.
Yeah.
I don't remember their name. I think it was the Stars.
Stars, yes.
I think.
Shooting? No, not
shooting. The Shooting Stars.
Challenge? That's the challenge.
Very cool shoe. Here it is on foot with Ms. Plum.
I'm not hating on them, but this was my first reaction. I thought, why is there so much gold on it, and what does the gold represent? And until I realized it's the wrapper on the cigar
wrapper, yeah.
And then I realized
also Vegas. I mean,
yes, money.
Everything's gold there.
Also, I realized maybe they didn't want to go the brown route and put too much brown on it.
Yeah,
I don't even know
if there's really any brown.
There's none, right?
Yeah.
And obviously the gold because of the championship. And yeah. That. So it took me a little. Took me a little time to
subtle nods to think the cigar, but they're there. I think maybe you could have thrown in some brown in a few other places, like maybe, I don't know,
up there, exactly
the eyelet somewhere,
or the inner lining could have been brown too. But I mean, I also, like we said, the purpose wasn't to resemble a cigar.
We've got some brown shoes coming up later that I am not a fan of, so maybe it's good they didn't do that.
but now that we're realizing all the meaning behind the gold itself, makes the colorway make sense, for sure.
She had, this picture is from WNBA opening, the Aces' first game. I think it was opening night. They played the Mercury, and they won 89-80. Kelsey Plum had 19 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, a steal, and 2 turnovers, 2 fouls on 8 of 20 shooting. So not a great shooting night, but still got the job done. I think Asia had like 34 or something. She's out there doing her thing.
They're still smacking people, dude.
Yes.
That team will forever be ridiculous.
It's kind of, they're like a crazy super team, so it's really good that that San Francisco's getting a WNBA team and Toronto's getting a WNBA team, because all the good players are on like 2 teams. which is nuts. It's also interesting, I wonder if the NBA is going to think about expanding, just because it seems like there's so many teams that are good right now.
Yeah.
That's what I want as a fan. You want it to be incredibly competitive.
And there was a conversation going on.
I think the plan is to expand into Vegas and back into Seattle.
They deserve a team. We've been saying that.
Yeah, Seattle
that was
a good sports team.
What a heartbreaker when they took the Sonics away, you know?
The Aces are 2-1, by the way, this year. So they have lost.
Oh, they lost
their last game to Phoenix again. Phoenix is always going to be good as long as Taurasi and Brittany Griner are there. So
yeah,
pretty good. Or although Brittany Griner's not playing, she hurt her foot. I think she's out.
Oh, she's hurt right now. Okay.
Yeah. But anyways, those are the Breakthrough 5 Kelsey Plum PEs. Pretty cool.
I like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next up, maybe one of my favorite pairs out there. Well, favorite series of shoes out there right now. The 361 Degree Big 3 SpongeBob Pack, which I, when I found this photo, I didn't know that there is a Mr. Krabs pair too.
Yeah.
I thought it was just the three.
Wait, what's your favorite? Were you a big SpongeBob guy?
I still am a big SpongeBob guy.
Yeah, okay.
I was watching SpongeBob the other day just by myself. Honestly, even though the SpongeBob pair is really cool because it's got all these great colors in there, and even the little green is kind of like a nod to like the pineapple.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. The bottom two pairs go.
I was just gonna say the Patrick.
The Patrick pair is fire. Really cool.
And this, what's his name again?
Squidward.
Squidward is fire too. They're all great. But if I had to pick two, it's those.
I like these two. These remind me of another shoe that came out recently. I can't think of it right now, but yeah, pretty cool. Pretty cool collab. I'm kind of surprised that they were able to get the deal done. Like,
yeah, right.
I mean, I think it's great, but I'm just surprised that they didn't look to like a bigger brand just because 361 degrees. At least I don't know anyone that knows of them even. You know,
I know
maybe they're bigger in China.
True. I know Kyrie, the four actually had
a SpongeBob.
Yeah. A Patrick colorway because he likes SpongeBob.
But it wasn't officially branded. It was just nods right. to it, yeah.
Right. And, Joker is also a huge SpongeBob fan, supposedly.
I guess.
Which is so random.
It's really weird. I wonder if he watches it
and Minions.
In Serbia. I don't know Serbia. What language they speak there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Serbian? I don't know. And what that sounds like.
Yeah.
Going to what you said, the Minions and Jokic ads were hilarious.
The best.
Yeah, these are really cool. I think if I had to pick, I'd go with the Patrick pair.
But Patrick pairs.
The Mr. Krabs pair is a big second for me. And I like, again, these got some fat laces on them.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like an SB lace, really.
They're huge.
Yeah. I'm surprised. I like the... So he's wearing like the high top.
The high top version, version. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which he's been doing when he first signed to this brand, which is Aaron Gordon was kind of their big athlete. They have a lot of Nuggets. KCP, mm-hmm. I think, is signed to them as well. Mm-hmm. He took the shoe. I think he took an existing model and made it a high top. It might have been this one.
Yeah.
But yeah, he definitely goes with the high tops, and he's mostly been playing in the Squidward pair, which is such a funny sentence. Which kind of actually Squidward and Jokic are more or less the same person. So
kind of.
Yeah.
And well, kind of if you just think about
big
it.
Big grumps.
Yeah. But it brings that's all in the fun in the shoes. Just also good, nice for the company to cater to the players, you know, likings. And
this should probably get some draw. They should do some grade school sizes.
Big time.
They cash in on that. Jokic, this photo is from Game 7, which they ended up losing to the Timberwolves 90-98. 34 points for Joker, 19 rebounds, 7 assists, a block, 3 turnovers, and 13 of 28 shooting. Murray had a team-high 35 points, and probably his only, like, really good game of the playoffs.
Yeah.
He had some decent fourth quarters, which is, you know, make him win it counts, mm-hmm. Which he's always been good at. But, man, he had a rough playoffs.
I mean, he was kind of playing a little injured, too.
Yes, right? He was playing injured.
His legs are kind of messed up right now.
Yeah.
Even during the Lakers series, he was, like, holding on to
Think he hurt his knee during the Lakers series or just before it. So but, he was hobbled, but he played through, he was just not playing well.
And, obviously, they've been eliminated by the time you guys watch this. But the rest of the team didn't show up either.
And like we mentioned at the top of the show, like, just the bench was not quite there. I think they didn't score in the series until like game 3 or something mm-hmm. ridiculous, and it was Christian Brown comes off the bench and he's usually really good. Reggie mm-hmm. Jackson can be pretty decent.
Yep.
They don't really have a backup big. Mm-hmm. Zeke Nagy plays a handful of minutes, DeAndre Jordan as needed, so
Watson is more of like a defensive guy.
Yeah, and he's like a 3-4 I would say.
Right.
And he cannot buy a bucket.
And Porter was cold too. Yeah. And KCP.
Yeah, their shooters didn't shoot well, so mm-hmm. it's going to hurt, especially, you know.
Stupid questions, man.
Michael Malone got super butt hurt.
He sure did.
That they lost.
And
I mean, I would be pissed too, but I also, I don't know.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
EJ wants all of the smoke.
I do.
He wants the Kelsey Plum shoes.
I wish it was the Lakers that knocked him out, but I'll take the Wolves because Anthony Edwards is a beast.
Oh, he is on a mission. He had rough games in that series too.
He didn't shoot well it's game 7.
And even game 1 against the Mavs, he didn't really play as well as I expected him to. So I think he's going to have some big games. I wouldn't be surprised to see them in the finals, but I do think Kyrie and Luka are clicking on a level that is approaching LeBron and maybe even better than LeBron and Kyrie. Yeah. Pretty crazy.
And I remember long time ago we talked about how that might work and how we thought it might not.
It was always just a matter of Kyrie off the court, honestly. It's just you have to play.
When he's playing, he's fine, yes.
Yeah, he's really, really good. We did talk about maybe there wouldn't be enough ball, but Kyrie historically has been willing to, like, take a backseat to better players. But, you know, Luka has given him his flowers as well. He called him Batman and Luka's Robin. So, you know, even though Luka's the one all NBA first team, which is this is his fifth All-NBA first team, which is more I saw than like Dirk. AI only had like 3, which is crazy.
Yeah.
More than Steph. Pretty weird, but it's cool to see when you're clearly the best player on the team to still be talking about how like, oh no, I'm learning so much from this guy and he's way better than me. And you know,
also now that they're figuring it out, when it comes down to the last couple minutes in the game in fourth quarter, nice to have two guys to go to. You know, like, you can go to either one.
And I think, too, the defense has really been the thing that's pushed the Mavs over the edge to the level they're at now.
Lively.
That's P.J. Washington. I think it's just an overall buy-in to defense, and I do think Kyrie has helped with that. Not that Kyrie's an all-NBA-level defender, but when he wants to, you know, you hustle, you put your nose to the grindstone, you know, he's doing it, so he's doing the work, so... Leading the team by example, I would say.
I had a funny question for you. Of all the guys that are in the playoffs still right now,
yes,
there's a few that the Lakers were mentioned with in the offseason. PJ Washington. We were also mentioned getting a Mike Conley, and we were also mentioned of getting a Kyrie at one point.
Of course, year and a half.
How do you feel about? I feel like any three of those might have helped us.
So I was thinking, actually, that's funny, this morning about the Mike Conley thing, because supposedly, again...
he wanted to come.
Supposedly, that was the deal when we moved Russ. He went to the Jazz, and the Jazz offered us Conley. And we were like, no.
No,
Why would we want him? We obviously ended up getting, I think, Vando in that deal. And it's like, there's just something about Mike Conley, and he's incredibly helpful because this team is so young. He's been in this situation, not the conference finals, but you know, he's been in the playoffs. He's been around. He's not to the point where he's so old and like that he's going to get played out of the game.
Yeah.
He's still incredibly serviceable, but he's just got his head about him. He knows how to calm the team down and just make smart plays where. I just think if the Lakers had a million point guards, it felt like, but if you had Mike Conley, and this is the thing, it would have been Mike Conley instead of D'Lo,
right?
More or less. I don't know if you still get Torian Prince in that deal and stuff like that, so it complicates it, but you know, I just can't see how Mike Conley wouldn't have been. I think it was clear he was a better fit than, obviously now I think a lot of Lakers fans are going to be over D'Lo just because he's so streaky, and he doesn't show up, it seems like, when we need him to. Where I just feel like Mike Conley is this constant, here's 18 points, 6 assists, like every single night. He's a good defender. That's the one that haunts me more than, I don't really, PJ Washington is playing really well, but I think Rui had been playing equally as well, all things considered.
True.
Maybe not as well on defense as we would have liked, compared to last playoffs especially. But no, Mike Conley is the one where I'm like, oh man,
yeah,
should have got him.
I'm also kind of feeding into how all the big shots that Conley and PJ Washington have hit in the playoffs so far.
Yeah,
but I wasn't really thinking of would they have had that same type of season with us during the season to even get us to that point.
Yeah, you know? I don't know. Conley's that's a tough one for me to swallow,
because
I think he would have felt really well with LeBron too.
Yeah, for sure.
An AD Conley pick and roll.
Yeah, that's
a bucket
nice.
Every time.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Moving it along to the other guy you brought up, Kyrie. Here he is in his latest colorway of the Antikai 1. I believe it's a Kai 1, right? I don't think... Because that came out earlier this season.
Yeah, and then his next shoe will be obviously next season.
What did you think of this pair? You brought up that the frills reminded you of another...
Yeah, because it reminds me of... if I get the brand wrong, there's a almost like a moccasin-type shoe. I want to say Visvim is what they were called. And the style was like almost like a wallaby, like which type of boot with the fringe.
But like a moccasin, yeah.
Yes, with the fringe sometimes in the front, but mostly exactly like that, where it goes around the back. And it was a huge like kind of shoe in the sneaker industry for a while. It's kind of like no one really talks about it anymore, but it was just like it was like a big part of fashion. I always loved that. I never owned a pair because they're very expensive. They're like $350 for a pair, just because of how they're constructed and all that, and all the materials. I thought that was a nod to these pairs. That pair was a nod to those, but it's really for Kyrie's family, who his heritage, like his mom and his grandparents were in from South Dakota and were part of a reservation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That ties into the whole moccasin thing very, very clearly. I am not a huge fan of these in particular. I've never been crazy about the Antikai ones. Mm-hmm. Just a little... They're always... I mean, it's kind of Anta's thing, but they're always just been a little busy. Even just with the parts of the shoe, not necessarily the colorways. Like it always seems like there's a lot of stuff on the shoes.
Yeah.
And I also, I don't know, brown sneakers just in my head don't add up.
You brought the Jordan 2.
Yeah, the Jordan 2 from way back in the day that we talked about, not on camera, so
yeah.
Good luck finding that.
We did feature the Kyrie Black Knight a couple episodes ago. I like those.
Those were good, yeah.
Yeah.
Those were fine. but these, I don't know.
A little too crazy?
I just think a brown sneaker. I just can't buy into it.
Yeah.
I like the idea behind it. I think it's a cool way to represent your heritage. Mm-hmm. But like, look at those dress shoes back there. That's just what that.
That's what that's for.
I shouldn't be able to pick out the dress shoes and be like, oh, yeah. Are those Kyrie's?
Right.
Personally, that's how I feel. But Kyrie's been balling though. Like we talked about a little bit in this game. This was game one against the Wolves. 30 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, a block, and 2 turnovers on 12-23 shooting. Mm-hmm. And he's been really stepping up for the Mavs when they need him to. Man, he's been incredibly clutch and like we mentioned, just an overall great leader and addition to the team.
Yeah, shout out to him, dude. He even when you hear him talk, you know, when they asked him, oh, Anthony Edwards said, oh, my assignment is Kyrie. Kyrie was like, you know, I'm glad he brought that up, because I'm sure he, on his way up to the NBA, he was watching me, you know, and all this stuff. Kind of like, you can feel the veteran in him kind of coming out now, that he's one of the seasoned vets of the league now.
Yes.
You kind of like to see that version of him.
He's been in the league, what, 13 years
now? Yeah, he's been 12, in for a while. Years? It's kind of crazy to think
it's
about.
It's nuts to think about. But yeah, Anthony Edwards has just been running through NBA legends, more or less. Mm-hmm. I mean, started with KD, who he said is, I think, his favorite player growing up. Mm-hmm. Jokic, who is already an NBA legend, 3-time MVP, finals MVP, champion. And now, I mean, we'll see, but if he could run through Kyrie as well, who, like you said, he probably grew up watching him and LeBron and all that, gonna be pretty crazy.
That's cool that you brought that up. He also has a quote saying, like, oh, the LeBron slander is insane. Nobody's going to appreciate him until he's gone, but I will.
It's going to be cool. Interesting when LeBron leaves, because like you said, it's like at this point in his career, you almost take it for granted that he's like 40 years old.
Yeah.
And he maybe, I've seen a lot of people say he was snubbed from the All-NBA second team because he's on the third team this year, particularly in regards to Kawhi. They just felt like LeBron had overall better numbers, which he did mostly, and he played more games and... So great. It was just a fantastic year for LeBron. So I still think getting an All-NBA third team is incredible at his age. It's been like 20 straight years of being on an All-NBA team, which is unheard of.
So crazy.
Just, you're going to look back, like, when you know, 20 years from now, kids, you know, 15-year-old kids are going to be looking at LeBron's stats and won't have really been able to see him play. They're going to be like, how is this possible?
Yeah.
It's going to be like Wilt numbers, you know? Like,
really? No, seriously.
When you look at stats that Wilt Chamberlain put up, you can't believe that it's possible. And I think LeBron's going to be in the same stratosphere.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I totally agree.
But that's it. That's all I got for this episode.
Great to be back.
Thanks for coming to the Great Outdoors with us.
Yeah. I don't even know if that company's alive anymore. The Great Outdoors.
No clue. Thanks for coming to Patagonia with us.
Patagonia. But yeah, it was fun. It feels great to be back.
Yes.
Lots of cool. We're down to the final four in NBA. So.
Very exciting.
Every game has been pretty exciting, minus this last Celtics game. They kind of blew up the Pacers a little bit, but other than that, all the games have been pretty close.
Great playoffs so far. Can't ask for more.
Mm-hmm. Can't wait to see more of the WNBA as the season goes on as well. And the Dodgers are playing...
Smoking fools.
Are killing people, but playing like they don't want to hit the ball at the moment.
Why would you?
But thank you guys for watching episode 47. We will see you guys again next week on the Flippity Floppity.
Booyah!
Ta-da!
Bing bong.